good game, good crowd, definitely fitting for the Green Line rivalry. The team really fought till the end.
Yeah, wonderful game and super exciting crowd. The fans came, the chili came, and the band came in volume, you know, and that really brings an electricity and excitement to the rink. And so thanks, marketing group, that we got things done, and the chili people, you know, brought people to come and have some snacks. But, you know, I liked the way both teams skated, both teams competed. I thought it was a playoff game, and, you know, I told the team that with six games in a row, where we grab points, a hard-fought game in the Bean Pot, and then this game here, that to me the streak is continuing. You know, we're continuing to play well, continue to play hard, continue to be smart, but you know, you got to get off that one goal number and get the second, get the third one that changes momentum. This was another night where probably in the second period we could have got the tying goal, and then the third probably went 10 minutes without much happening for us offensively, but in the end we got some chances and just didn't quite cash in or capitalize. But you know, credit to the opponents, and I think credit to our skaters and our goaltender that we made this a real exciting and good hockey game.
Coach, you guys really set the tone in the first. What did you like about your start and kind of starting on time?
I think it was just we had pace, we had confidence, and you know, we had some pretty good puck movement, I thought. And you know, again, you use the expression "start on time." That's key, because if you can have results, it's even better. And that's probably the one place we sort of, you know, let ourselves down. We didn't find that goal that could have, you know, opened up the floodgates or at least put us in a better position.
How much does it help having the weekend game against a rival? How much does that help just kind of keep the emotions where they need to be in between Bean Pot games?
I guess it keeps the energy up. You know, we had some good energy in practice this week, which was nice. It was a short week for practice, really just one day. But I liked the fact that they were having fun, they were loose, and you know, that's because Boston College is coming up and they get extra excited and extra charged up. But I've also seen games where you don't come out in the first period, and today they did, and they kept it going in the second, which at that point, that was as good as we might have played for this season. And then 10 minutes, like I say, got us back on our heels. I don't know if there was any one particular reason, but I just felt like that was the gap where we didn't get to the next loose puck or the next rebound or close the gap defensively enough. We were always on the D side, and I don't think we gave up a boatload of great A's, but it was nerve-wracking, and it keeps you in that end of the ice for 10 minutes, which doesn't give you much of a chance to tie the game up. You know, it wasn't until maybe 10, 11 minutes in we started to get a little bit of help and got some chances, but never quite got the equalizer.
Coach, you're without Mati Mateimi tonight, but you still looked, I thought, really good on the power play tonight with Calderoni taking your place. What did you make of your special teams unit?
Well, what I liked, and it was very short-lived because I think it was just one power play there until the end, but what I liked was that, you know, I remember Tamara being at the back door for probably the best chance of them all, and then Lacey Martin was down there. We keep talking about that's probably where goals are going to be scored. You know, we don't have the David Pasternak's or the Alexander Ovechkin's cranking it up from 35 feet on the flank. So, you know, we've got to move it smart, be poised with it, and when you get it, start it again. Sometimes you get it and you want to just turn and throw it at the net or throw it to somebody who's covered. We didn't do that tonight. I think, you know, Andy Calderon did a nice job of kind of being the operator up front, but you've got to have people going on net, and I think those two players, you know, Tamara and Lacey, had really good looks close at the net, and again, those are the ones you want to kind of close the deal on, and I've talked about it since the beginning of the year, that one or two kids just all of a sudden exploding for 10 points in five games probably isn't going to happen, but the power play being good, that's within our means.
What was it that kept Nadia up tonight, and what's her status?
She just woke up this morning and felt miserable and real sick and knew she wasn't going to be ready to go because, you know, she's an honest competitor and somebody who's going to try to do it if she can. But I haven't gotten exact words, you know, is it, you know, straight cold? Is it something else? But she was just in a bad way. And I guess the good news, we knew it early and we knew we could get Maggie Hansel ready to go, and she gave us, I'm going to say, 10 shifts real solid shifts today. The rest of the kids just did their job, and you know, somebody else's sickness is somebody else's opportunity, and they all answered the bell there, to my opinion, and played a real good game. We know how much Nadia can do for this team and both ends of the ice, but the kids buckled down and gave us every chance to be successful tonight.
Yeah,